Thanks, Chris. And we'll take you back to the news now with a brief emphasis on sport as we hear of a visit by an Olympic gold medalist to a Norwich school, and a 14-year-old is a national selection for skiing. First, though, we have an aspiring triathlete in our midst in Joe Skipper of Norwich.
He's become a star of Norfolk sport in recent years, but Cringleford triathlete Joe Skipper says he has learned more from his failures than his successes in 2016. The former Notre Dame High School pupil catapulted himself to prominence in July when becoming the first British athlete to go under 8 hours in a race over the full Ironman distance at Challenge Roth in Germany. However, the 28-year-old's season culminated in frustration, finishing 42nd at the Ironman World Championship after the 112-mile cycle stage went badly in the heat and humidity of Hawaii in October. I know I'm saying it with hindsight, but if I raced it now with what I know and the fitness I have, I would easily get in the top 10, a bullish Skipper said. The lowest oft-raised endurance athlete was named Male Sportsperson of the Year at the Norfolk Sports Awards recently, but has already turned his attentions to trying to continue his success in 2017. I want to work on my swim, so I'm going to race in South Africa in April. It gives me another month of training on my swim, Skipper continued. I want to try and win some big races. I've been second in so many races. Always the bridesmaid, never the bride. That's what my dad says.
Olympic gold medalist Shona McCallan visited Norwich School to meet pupils and to open the new state-of-the-art hockey pitch located at Redmayne Fields. The 24-year-old midfielder was part of the team led to glory by Norfolk-raised coach Danny Kerry in Rio in August, when goalkeeper Maddie Hinch was the hero in a shootout after a 3-3 draw with the Netherlands. It was the first ever Olympic gold for the British women's hockey team, with McCallan bringing her medal along with her on her visit. She began the day leading an assembly at Norwich Lower School, talking about her journey to Rio, before spending time with the under 12, 13 and 14 hockey teams and running a coaching session. Having worked with McCallan in the England under-18 squad, the school's director of sport, Joe Cohen, said it's so important that the pupils have the opportunity to meet people who've succeeded in their sport and to hear about their journey. We're delighted that Shona could come and share her story and open the new hockey facility.
A Norwich teenager has been selected to join the under-14 England Alpine ski squad for the 2016-2017 winter season. When he's not at school, Joseph Thompson spends as much time as he can training at the Norfolk Snow Sports Club, based at Whitlingham Lane in Trouse. The 13-year-old said, "My goals are to train really hard on both my fitness and skiing and achieve top 5 placing results in slalom and giant slalom races." Joseph has been able to make the most of his talent thanks to a skiing grant from Bordland District Council, which helps him with the costs of his hobby. Joseph will be spending his weekends in 2016 and 2017 racing around the country for England Alpine squad weekends. But he won't be the only Norfolk hopeful on the training weekends. Joseph will be joined by 12-year-old Tommy Dade from Great Yarmouth, who has also been selected for the under-14 squad. The Acle Academy student said, "My aim is to try my best in every race and achieve some podium places along the way."
The Norwich City footballer Tim Closer made a splash at the UEA Sports Park as he joined a woman from Norwich on her Channel Challenge. Inspired by the Kosovo War, Barbara Reed, an events manager who hails originally from Switzerland, is currently swimming the distance of the Channel over 10 weeks to raise money for Médecins Sans Frontières. Ms. Reed said, "Tim was really interested in the charitable side of things, and this cause is especially close to my heart." Currently partway through her swimming challenge, she aims to raise £2,000 for the charity by the time she completes all 22 miles on December the 22nd. She said, "I'm only about 30% of the way there right now, but it feels amazing to be a small part of raising awareness for the charity, and my dearest wish is to present them with a big cheque at the end."
Medical staff worked incredibly hard to cope with demand after a record number of ambulances brought patients to the region's biggest A&E department. On November the 19th, a Saturday, East of England Ambulance Service sent 170 ambulances to the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, the highest amount ever on one day. It meant the NNN's emergency teams were extremely busy, a hospital spokesman said. That day, there were a total of 356 patients who came to the NNN's A&E department. Of those, 170 were brought by emergency ambulances. A total of 93 patients were admitted to the hospital, while the other 263 patients were discharged home from A&E that same day. Meanwhile, ambulance crews spent more than 14 hours waiting to offload their patients to the hospital. Our teams worked incredibly hard to ensure that patients were seen as quickly and safely as possible, the spokesman said.